What do you say, everybody? With Andrew Bone, I'm Mick Gillespie. Welcome to Bama Insider. This is the Alabama Rival site where we talk Alabama recruiting, amongst other things. He's Andrew Bone, our recruiting guru. I'm Mick Gillespie, and again, a pleasure to have you with us. Thumbs up as you watch. Subscribe to our channel as well on YouTube. And if you can, I can, but if you can believe it, we're almost at 50,000 subscribers on YouTube. Also, for those of you that are listening via podcast, or maybe you want to, it's available on Apple and Spotify, and we drop a new Bama Factor podcast every single day. All right, Bone, well, let's get right into it. You know, first off, congratulations. You're going to be a dad. I saw you, Kyle played the video kicking the football blue at the reveal party. And blue smoke came out all over your new shoes. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, man. I'm really blessed, really excited. We had a gender reveal party with just our family a few nights prior to that. And, no blue smoke. Just we had a balloon that popped and didn't get my shoes ruined that night. So I saved it for a little small get together with some friends the follow, 2 days later, Super Bowl Sunday. We did that. So that was fun. So we Audrey and I knew going into that day before I kicked that football, the gender. But so we tried to act surprised and but still very excited, obviously. And, already built that profile page for, 2039. Can't rank them yet, but we'll have a 5-star next to his name here before too long.
That'd be great, man. Well, congratulations. Let's talk about, 5-star type talent. Alabama has reeled in a lot of those guys with this year's signing class. And, there's a couple of targets that are still possibly available. And they haven't had a lot of people transfer in. They've had a couple of people transfer out. But let's talk about Tennessee linebacker Henry To'o. Here's a guy who was considering Alabama, considering Washington, and ended up at Tennessee. And there's a lot of rumors that if he could play next year right away, depending on NCAA rules, he's coming to Alabama.
Yeah, I think that's the case. So, this is a guy that, certainly is extremely talented. He has been an unbelievable player at Tennessee the last couple of years. I think he led Tennessee in tackles last year as a sophomore, and then was a freshman All-American for the Vols a couple of years ago. So, it certainly made a tremendous impact. And, you look back at his recruitment, Alabama was considered the heavy favorite for him heading into signing day. Just a few days before he announced his decision, we all thought he was going to Alabama. Tennessee ended up pulling him off, late in the process, and some credit to their coaching staff and Jeremy Pruitt. I know that they hired a player, or not a player, but a former player, Tennessee, Kevin Simon, late in the year, and I think his connection with him played a big role into him joining Tennessee and committing to Tennessee instead of going to Alabama. I think maybe he regrets that decision now, obviously, with the way things have gone up in Knoxville the last couple of years. But I think that with Alabama, there's certainly a still a chance there that he could end up finishing his career in Tuscaloosa. I think Alabama would certainly welcome him if he wants to come, but that decision is not made yet. This is something that's going to drag out for a few more months. And a big reason for that is, the NCAA hasn't passed any legislation, saying that there's a, one-time transfer exemption that he can leave Tennessee, go to Alabama, and, play right away. We just don't know that yet. And I think his family has talked to, Alabama about this situation. And I think Alabama's told, hey, if you can't if you're going to transfer and you have to sit out a year, there's no sense in transferring. You need to stay at Tennessee, play. Worst thing you can do is sit out a year just because you want to transfer to another program. I don't see him doing that. The NCAA is going to have to come out and say you can transfer without having to sit out. But it's not just the NCAA. I think a lot of people just assume it's the NCAA. It's not just the NCAA. It's the SEC, too. The SEC also has to make that decision. So when the NCAA announces, hey, you can transfer. Well, then you have to wait to see if the SEC allows you to transfer as well. The SEC sometimes is a little bit tougher, a little bit stricter on that than even the NCAA is. So you have to wait on that. Obviously, we see kids transfer all the time. We see, a lot of different kids, either want to go back home. Sometimes they want to transfer, within the SEC. There's a lot of times that, that kids are allowed to do so. There's a lot of times where, they don't get to do so. So we're all kind of in a wait and see approach right now with Henry Tolotoa. I know there's a lot of excitement. He's the, most talked about kid on the message boards right now, on the Alabama message boards, probably on the Tennessee message boards as well, because I know some stories have come out about how he's, heavily leaning towards Alabama if he's able to transfer. But, and that's the case. I certainly think that if he is able to be granted a, 1-year exemption and without penalty, I certainly think that, not a 1-year, but a one-time exemption to transfer without any penalty. I think Alabama's certainly going to get his commitment, or I don't even know if you call it a commitment these days when kids transfer, but at least I guess you just call it a transfer. But this is certainly a very special, talented prospect, and somebody that Alabama could certainly use. He's an inside linebacker. Most likely would play the will linebacker position. As of right now, that position is held by Christian Harris. Will Christian Harris potentially move to the Mike? It's possible. Yeah, I think we could easily see both of these guys on the field at the same time. But I do think Alabama, like I said, I think there's a spot that's going to be available if he's able to transfer. Alabama would certainly welcome him with open arms, in my opinion. But until the NCAA passes the rule, until the SEC says, hey, he's good to go, I just think it's a moot point to talk about. We don't know. We don't know what the NCAA or the SEC is going to do. And until that happens, we don't really know what's going to happen with Henry. We'll just kind of wait and see. But he's on the radar. He's somebody that, hey, if this happens, he's probably going to end up coming to Alabama. So we'll keep our eyes, pretty open in that regard and see what happens over the course of the next few months. I don't think anything's going to happen right away. So for people that are waiting, hey, we're going to hear something at the end of the month. Are we going to hear something in March? We're going to hear something in April? Probably not. We may not hear anything until May, maybe even late May or even in June. We keep seeing the NCAA dragged their feet, not making decisions. There was some hope that there was going to be the recruiting dead period was going to get lifted on April the 15th. And now the NCAA Oversight Committee has come out today and recommended to the NCAA to extend it through the end of May. That's just, it's heartbreaking for a lot of kids who, want to take official visits. Want to get on campuses and hopefully make decisions that are going to affect the rest of their lives. These decisions, this doesn't affect these guys who are on the oversight committee or the NCAA. They don't care. They've gone to college. They've graduated. They are in a position of power. It's these kids and their families who want to make lifelong decisions, who want to get the information firsthand. Great, they're able to do these Zoom calls, but they want to go to and see these campuses. They want to sit down with these college coaches and have these opportunities to meet with coaching staffs, training staffs, medical staffs, academic staff, everybody, and they're not able to do that except for through Zoom calls. So hopefully that's going to I think what we're going to see is we're going to see a lot of fight back. We've seen this recruiting dead period extended over and over and over over the course of the last year, and for good reason. I mean, I get it. They don't want kids from all over the country traveling to different programs, camping at different programs, and spreading COVID. But as the cases continue to dwindle throughout the country, hopefully it stays that way. Hopefully things continue to get better. A lot of people are getting the vaccine, so hopefully it's not going to continue to spread at alarming rates anymore. I think kids are, should be able to start taking visits again. Kids should be able to go on campuses and, meet with coaching staffs. And I think we're going to see a lot of pushback from these college coaches, from these universities, against the NCAA, if this is going to be what they, you know, decide on. If they say, all right, we have extended the recruiting dead period again until the end of May, there's going to be a lot of fight back from the, from college coaches, you know, at least from people that I've talked to over the course of the last, you know, I guess in the last few hours, you know, there's going to be a lot of pushback against the NCAA for these decisions.
Well, we'll keep an eye on him. I thought maybe he would be the player to be named later in the Alvin Kamara trade, right?
Yeah, maybe so. You know, he's, you know, certainly a kid that, you know, Alabama would love to add. You know, he was heavily recruited by Alabama early in the, in his recruitment. And a lot of, like we said earlier, he, you know, Alabama certainly thought that he was coming their way and, you know, ends up, you know, going to Tennessee at the last minute. So maybe, you know, at the end of the road, he ends up, you know, having a great career in Tuscaloosa. So we'll see what happens.
He's Andrew Bone. I'm Mick Gillespie. We appreciate you being with us on the Bama Factor. It's our daily show that we do here on the Alabama Rival site. And if you are watching right now or you're listening, we do really appreciate you being here and part of what we do on a day-to-day basis. What we're going to get into next, but before we do, let me ask you to subscribe to our channel and also give us a thumbs up as you watch. We're going to talk about this new Alabama recruiting staff. I say recruiting staff, and I also mean coaching staff as well. I mean, it's kind of a, you know, 1A and 1B thing, but I mean, we talk a lot about the recruiting here on our site. And we have a whole new group of coaches at Alabama. Andrew, I want to get your opinion and thoughts on these guys, how they're going to be as recruiters, how they're going to be as coaches. And let's start with the offensive coordinator, brand new to Alabama, but not brand new to coaching. And that is, there he is right there, Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, Coach O'Brien, probably a little bit of a surprise, you know, addition to Alabama's coaching staff. But, man, what an unbelievable hire. You know, somebody who's, you know, has a tremendous amount of NFL coaching experience as a head coach and also as a coordinator. And, you know, this is a guy who has coached Tom Brady, coached Deshaun Watson. And I think that's your selling point with him. You know, this is an outstanding coach who's worked with some of the best quarterbacks, and, you know, not to mention the quarterback who's just won his seventh, you know, Super Bowl, and Tom Brady. And that's what you sell to these top recruits. That's what you sell to quarterbacks. That's what you sell to, you know, offensive playmakers. And, you know, I think he's more, you know, certainly an X's and O's guy, but you know, from talking to different people, you know, he certainly has kind of hit the ground running on the recruiting front. He hasn't recruited in several years. You know, he's been in the NFL for a while. But, you know, when he was at Penn State, did really well. I mean, did, you know, brought Penn State back from, you know, the absolute worst, it's, you know, place it's probably ever been to what it was before he left. And he, you know, he did really well for the Nittany Lions. So I think you got to give, you know, Bill O'Brien some time. I think he's developing some great relationships early on. He's already developed a very, very good relationship with Alabama quarterback target Ty Simpson, who's going to be announcing his decision next week, next Friday. So I think, you know, if Ty Simpson ends up committing to Alabama, which I think it's between Alabama and Clemson. You know, I know there's some other schools that are in there, but I think in the end commits to Alabama or Clemson. If he commits to Alabama, I think you got to give Coach O'Brien a lot of credit. I know they've had some Zoom calls together and kind of gone over, you know, what he's been able to do in the pros. And I think he's a, you know, certainly a extremely smart, you know, extremely good offensive coordinator and going to do quite well in Tuscaloosa.
What do you think Alabama's offense is going to look like with Bill O'Brien as the coordinator as compared to what it looked like in the past few years with Steve Sarkisian?
Well, you know, I think, you know, he understands what kind of offense, you know, Coach Saban wants to run and, you know, the type of talent they've recruited over the last few years. I mean, you know, there's an unbelievable amount of talent, you know, on the offense side of the ball for Alabama. You're going to see, you know, spread offense and, you know, the offense is going to be able to, you know, put up a lot of points. So I certainly think that, you know, with the guys they have coming in, you know, in this recruiting class, guys that are already there, that enrolled early, you know, with Bryce Young, you're still going to see a very, you know, high octane, high explosive offense here in the future in Tuscaloosa.
Well, we bring in one guy from the NFL and Bill O'Brien, and then someone else that came along as well is Doug Marrone. I've always really admired Marrone. He was the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And, you know, just like O'Brien was relieved this year, but it doesn't mean that he's not a great coach. He comes to Alabama. And, I mean, you talk about losing guys. You're picking up right there with two of the best possible offensive minds that you could get, I would feel like.
Yeah, you know, this is another guy that I feel like, you know, great X's and O's type guy. Builds great relationships with his players. You know, he also has, you know, a little bit more experience in the college ranks, you know, being a head coach. And, you know, he's been in some tight recruiting battles and knows how to win those recruiting battles. So, yeah, I think Alabama, you know, got an unbelievable offensive line coach in Coach Marrone. And I'm still kind of interested to see, you know, exactly who all he's going to be in charge of recruiting in terms of, you know, what areas. I think he's probably going to take over, you know, the Northeast region. The Kyle Flo was recruiting, you know, still kind of waiting to see maybe some other regions, but I certainly think that, you know, he's got some good connections in the Northeast. He's got some good connections down in Tennessee. So, so we'll see, you know, what all areas he ends up getting, but this is a, you know, in my opinion, a home run hire, you know, somebody that, obviously was a head coach in the NFL and, done quite well as a coach throughout his entire career.
Let me ask you this, and you know, just for us that aren't really familiar with how they break up recruiting by coaches, how is that done? How do they decide who goes where, who recruits who? Because I'm sure that he's going to recruit players that aren't necessarily on the offensive side of the ball, right? I mean, is it based off of – I mean, he could be part of that, right, based off of where his territory is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, with Alabama, you know, it doesn't really. I think in Tuscaloosa, it doesn't really matter that much where you recruit. You know, we've seen so many different coaches that have come in and out that didn't have certain recruiting territories. They were given those recruiting territories, and they obviously had a ton of success. And I think a lot of that obviously has to do with Alabama, with Nick Saban, but you know, they're also you know, great coaches and you know, develop great relationships. So sometimes you know, it works out where hey, you know, a coach comes in, they say, hey, I have great connections in this area or that area. And if they don't have somebody already recruiting that area and who's built into that area, they're probably going to give it to that guy. You know, just like Doug Marrone, like I said, I think, you know, with Coach Flood leaving, I think with Doug Marrone's connections in the Northeast, kind of a perfect fit. You know, he's going to be recruiting the Northeast. And, you know, I think the next guy we're probably going to talk about is Robert Gillespie. And, you know, the new running backs coach. And you know, he's certainly a guy that is probably one of the premier recruiters in the country and can, you know, certainly develop a lot of great relationships. What we saw this past year was Charles Huff, you know, Alabama's former running backs coach, who's now the Marshall head coach, have a tremendous amount of success in the state of Florida, you know, especially in South Florida. We saw him do really well at IMG Academy. Robert Gillespie is somebody who played at the University of Florida. He's a well-known name in Florida, has connections in Central Florida. So this is a guy that is probably going to take over that area, you know, Central Florida, IMG Academy, and also South Florida, where Coach Huff just got named the National Recruiter of the Year. I think he's got a chance to really, you know, do quite well in that area. And, you know, I think – a lot of people, I don't know if a lot of people are talking about Robert Gillespie. I hope they are, but this is the alpha on this new recruiting staff, this new assistant coaching staff in terms of, you know, just going out there and being an absolute bulldog on the recruiting front. I think he's got a chance to really be pretty special, you know, especially in the areas that Alabama is going to have him recruiting. But, you know, all I've heard about is just how great he is at developing relationships. Obviously, you know, having a lot of success throughout his career, you know, not only as a player, but as an assistant coach, has done, you know, really well over the last few years. You know, especially coming from, you know, his time at Tennessee and at North Carolina. You know, I certainly think he's got a chance to be, you know, pretty special in Tuscaloosa.
So that's Robert Gillespie, Alabama's new running backs coach. I remember him playing at the University of Florida. Very good name and very good player.
We talked about Alvin Kamara earlier. Yeah. He recruited Alvin Kamara when he was in junior college and coached him at Tennessee. Yeah. So he's had some pretty, you know, he's coached some pretty special running backs, you know, not just Alvin Kamara, but, you know, obviously in North Carolina this past season, having a couple, you know, 1,000-yard rushers, including, you know, Javonte Williams, who many think, you know, could be the number one running back in the draft. Yeah, I think it's still going to be Najee. I don't know how you can pick against Najee, but, you know, Javonte Williams is a pretty special running back that's coming out in this class as well and, you know, could be, you know, first or second rounder.
He's Andrew Bone. I'm Mick Gillespie. We appreciate you being with us for the Bama Factor Daily, part of the Alabama Rival site here at BamaInsider.com. Thumbs up, subscribe. Love hanging out with you. Don't forget the podcast will be available as well. Apple, Spotify, just search Bama Insider and we'll have all kind of content on there. We take a look at this brand new Alabama coaching staff, and it feels like it's brand new. I mean, look, on the defensive side of the ball, a lot more stability. Alabama's lost a lot of guys, though, on the offensive side, and they've added some guys. You're excited about Robert Gillespie. What do you know about Jay Graham? He comes in as the tight ends, the tight ends and special teams coach, right? And he comes in with a reputation of being a great coach.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, from just talking to different people over the course of the last, you know, couple of weeks, you know, this is a guy who's, you know, very cool, calm, collected, kind of a laid back type coach, but has, you know, develops a lot of great relationships, you know, can recruit anybody in the country. And, you know, that's what I've heard. That's been the most consistent thing in terms of, you know, just, you know, his, you know, the way that he develops his relationships. He can talk to anybody, and just a good coach overall. You know, had a lot of success, you know, not only as a coach but as a player. You know, played in the NFL for several years, you know, but also, you know, helped land some big time players throughout his you know, coaching career. Helped Florida State land Cam Akers, who was a 5-star running back, you know, a few years ago, back in the, I think it was that 2017 recruiting class. Of course, Cam Akers flipped his commitment from reopened. Was originally committed to Alabama and reopened his commitment. And eventually landed at Florida State. He recruited Marcus Lattimore several years ago to South Carolina. So, you know, he's got some good connections, and, you know, I'm interested to kind of see where all he's going to recruit. You know, I've heard that he's probably going to recruit the state of Texas, probably take over Carl Scott's area in the state of Texas, you know, which is, you know, kind of the Dallas area. So interested to kind of see, you know, how he develops relationships. He coached out at Texas A&M, so he's got some connections out there with high school coaches. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of excitement with Coach Graham, and I think he's going to do quite well in Tuscaloosa.
Are there anyone else that is joining this staff you want to get into?
Yeah, obviously there's a lot of off the field guys that are going to be working behind the scenes. I was very interested to see, you know, Shaheem Carter, you know, joining as an analyst. You know, I think that's going to help. You know, there's so many people that work at Alabama and obviously at a lot of different programs throughout the country. You know, it's not just these assistant coaches, it's people that work under them. You know, obviously we saw Butch Jones working under Coach Saban the last few years. I mean, it's an entire army of different assistants that are working for the assistants. So, yeah, I think that's what has made Alabama such a successful program, because you have so many eyes out there that's evaluating, that's helping, you know, that's trying to make this program better. And, you know, I mean, I'm very interested to see, you know, who ends up replacing Carl Scott. Carl Scott, I thought, was a, you know, tremendous coach, tremendous recruiter for Alabama. You know, would not be surprised if we saw, you know, a new cornerbacks coach probably announced within the next, you know, day or two. I know everybody's kind of, you know, been waiting around to see what happens, but I think we'll probably see a new cornerbacks coach announced over the course of the next few days. So interested to see. I'm also interested to see who's going to take over Birmingham, you know, area for Alabama, because Carl Scott had done such a tremendous job recruiting that area. But before he became the area recruiter for Alabama there, he didn't really have any connections. So it didn't really matter, in my opinion, you know, who ends up getting Birmingham area. It's still going to be Alabama. They're still going to be able to develop good relationships and pull in top kids from the Birmingham area. So we'll see, you know, who the new guy is, not only in the defensive backfield, but in the Birmingham area as well.
Yeah, it really is amazing to see the amount of turnover that Alabama's had over the years with their coaching staff, and that Nick Saban's been able to maintain success. How do you compare what's happening now with this coaching staff from where it was at the end of the season, you know, when the, you know, the college football playoff ended and Alabama won the national championship, compared to other years where they've lost a lot of coaches?
Well, I think, you know, obviously this past year was a little bit different with COVID and, you know, the recruiting restrictions. You know, you didn't have, you know, Steve Sarkisian, you know, he had to be at Texas right away so that he could get to recruiting. You know, he could, you know, take his time, stay at Alabama, you know, help Alabama win a national championship. So it was a little bit different, you know, during this COVID year. You know, Alabama could, you know, be a little bit more patient and try to make sure that they're making the right hires. You know, there's no junior days this year, so they've been a little bit more patient in terms of, you know, who they're trying to hire. But yeah, I think this new staff, a lot of guys are hungry. Obviously, you know, Bill O'Brien, Doug Marrone, two NFL guys who are coming you know, back into the college coaching ranks, trying to get settled in. But you also have some young guys on the staff like Jay Graham and Robert Gillespie, who, yeah, this is the absolute peak in college football, is to be an assistant coach on the Alabama, you know, football team. So, you know, how well you do here in Tuscaloosa is going, you know, going to determine, you know, are you going to be a head coach one day? Are you going to be a coordinator one day? This is certainly going to be a big opportunity for these guys, and they certainly want to, you know, prove it, just like, you know, we've seen a lot of other guys. I mean, Carl Scott came in and became a, obviously one of the top defensive back coaches in college football, and was a hot commodity for, you know, for defense coordinator positions, but also for the NFL. The NFL came calling. Minnesota Vikings were able to scoop him up. You know, Steve Sarkisian, you know, rejuvenated his career in Tuscaloosa and had an unbelievable, you know, run for Alabama, which led him to become the head coach at the University of Texas. So, you know, obviously Alabama hates to lose coaches, but they also understand with success, you know, coaches are going to get opportunities. And, you know, I think as long as Nick Saban's there, everything's going to be just fine. And, you know, they're going to continue to, you know, they're going to continue to have coaches on their short list. If you know, other coaches decide to leave and take other jobs, they got a short list out there. They know who they want to go after as soon as that happens.
He's Andrew Bone. I'm Mick Gillespie. Great to have you with us here, our Bama Factor Daily. That's a show that we're going to put on each and every day. Bone and I aren't always on there, but we have one on the site, and we appreciate you guys as you hang out with us here on the Bama Insider YouTube channel. And we do ask you to subscribe, give us a thumbs up, like the show, and be a part of this thing. Also, the podcast available wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple. Bone, what else you got going on this week? Anything to look out for? I know you post stories regularly at BamaInsider.com.
Yeah, we've got a few things, you know, in the works right now. So just stay tuned to Bama Insider. We got some interviews with some kids, you know, even, you know, some signees coming up. So just stay tuned. But this is I think this is some good content right now that people can appreciate and enjoy. But if you want anything else, come to BamaInsider.com and get it.
All right. Well, he's Andrew Bone. I'm Mick Gillespie. Again, make sure you subscribe to the channel for the latest on any coaching news. All you got to do is click on BamaInsider.com. Kyle Henderson, Tony Soukalos, the rest of our crew, they'll have updates there, as well as Alabama's basketball team closing in on their first SEC championship. in the regular season since 2002. It's hard to even believe that at this point, that it's been that long, right? But these guys with a big lead and only a handful of games left. So it looks like they're going to cruise in, and just like Alabama football, they're going to win the regular season and head into the tournament with some momentum. We'll keep you updated on that as well. But anyway, well, for Andrew Bone, I'm Mick Gillespie. Thanks for watching, guys. And don't forget tomorrow, Tony Tsoukalos and Trey Yannity. I think that's who's scheduled tomorrow, but it'll be the Bama Factor Daily Show will be on at 10 a.m. tomorrow. So make sure you tune in to that. All right.